And the last thing I want to say about this before we go on to the last part is that one of the reasons that I wanted to write this book was because when I heard Miles Davis speak, he sounded like my father, like my grandfather. He sounded like my uncle, like all the old black men I knew in St. Louis. The way he spoke, the rhythm, the cadence, the way he spoke. And I always wanted to preserve that way of speaking as an oral part of history, of St. Louis history, because I always thought it was rich. It was really rich, you know. And Miles Davis, for me, was the perfect one to do that with, you know, to do that with. I wanted to preserve that because it was like my own history, you know, the way we spoke, in a way.